Preface. Hi, I'm Randy Schwantz. The independent agency system is changing, and there are three reasons. Number one, agency owners are getting older fast. Number two, agencies held off hiring new producers during the 2008 to 2012 timeframe and are struggling to recover. And number three, venture capital firms fell in love with the insurance business. You know, the average age of agency shell holders is up 2 years in just the last five. Younger shareholders have not been added to the ranks of owners fast enough to keep the average age down. New producer hiring slowed way down during the recession, and agencies are struggling to find enough talented people to hire. Many agencies struggle even more to validate their new producers and turn those investments into profits. Venture capital money discovered the independent agency system and is investing billions in buying out baby boomers. This year alone, 400 to 600 agencies and maybe more will be bought and absorbed. And I'm told by a CEO of one of the aggregators that this trend will last for a while. The venture capital firms have access to cheap money. They don't just like insurance agencies, they love them for several reasons. They are highly profitable, have a very predictable stream of revenue, low capital expenditure, and they feel there are many ways to turn that potential into greater profits. As a result, they will pay high prices, and baby boomer owners who can see the light at the end of the tunnel are gladly to put it in their pockets. Where are you in this equation? Are you a seller or a buyer? There is certainly a lot of money to be made for the visionary operator that can harness the resources, the manpower, and systems to exploit what the big money players are doing. It's my hope that as you read this book, you'll become encouraged. You'll see that you too can turn potential into profit, just like the others who are moving and shaking in that direction. Hey, look at your producers and think about this. What would happen if they were motivated to prospect, sell, and grow their personal income instead of content or apathetic? What would happen if they were more focused on high-value activities instead of low-value activities like account service work? What would having rock-solid differentiation do to their confidence so they could stand out in this crowded marketplace instead of having a me-too feeling about their value proposition? And what if they had skills and confidence to fill their pipelines with the right kind, right-size account instead of waiting for referrals to come in the door? And what if they had a great sales technique and could find or create buyer pain with ease rather than feeling good about getting a chance to quote? And what if they could close the deal and block the incumbent from getting the last look instead of getting rolled by the incumbent? What if they had a process to retain accounts so they didn't feel like they were wasting excessive time defending the renewals? And what if they were awesome at cross-selling, getting their partner in the door each and every time to act on the opportunity and share in that commission instead of leaving it there for some other agent to feast upon? There is potential if your producers were more motivated, more focused, better differentiated, had fuller pipelines, were better at selling, better at closing, got easier renewals, and did more cross-selling. What impact would that have on you, your producers, and your profit? Before you say, hey, sounds really good, but won't happen here, please, for your own sake, finish reading this book. Then come back here and ponder that question again. Your future could be a pleasant surprise. Randy Schwantz.